Hello and welcome to Corn Talk, the weekly interview program from the Missouri Corn Growers Association. I'm Chuck Zimmerman, and with me on the program this week is the newly elected president of the Missouri Corn Growers Association, and that's Terry Hilgedick from Hartsburg, Missouri. Terry, I understand we did just have elections for the association. Can you give us a little rundown on the results of that, including what your responsibilities will be as the incoming president?
As you said, we did just select a new officer slate for the year. I will be serving as Missouri Corn Growers Association president for the year. I appreciate the confidence that the board has in me to select me to do that. I've been on for 5 years now and feel like I have a good background in what's going on and some of the issues that we're facing. It's a unique opportunity, one I'll never get again, and I look forward to doing the very best that I can with it. In addition to myself, on the council side, a guy that I'll be working with a lot is the new chairman, which will be Mike Geske from the Boot Hill at Matthews, Missouri. And Mike is just an excellent guy with a lot of good ideas and really a good individual to work with. Keith Witt will be my vice president. He's from Warrenton area, Hawk Point, Missouri. Keith has been on the board a number of years now and will serve in that capacity very well. So those folks are really good support. We're going to do the very best that we can this year, Chuck.
You've got a list of priorities, things that you'd like to accomplish and or continue to work on that have been priorities for the association. Can you review what some of those are for Missouri corn growers this year?
The biggest thing on our plate this year is what we're calling the Missouri Renewable Fuel Standard, which is the statewide 10% ethanol blend for all gasoline sold within the state. There has never been a better time to enact legislation like that, and we have support in the legislature and support from the governor to do so, and we're going to follow through with that with all the firepower that we have available to us. Renewable fuels are coming of age. It's never been a better time to bring forward the E10 statewide, and it's going to be a good piece of legislation for farmers, but most importantly, it's going to be good for consumers because they're going to see the benefits of expanded refining capacity in their own backyard for motor fuels. The oil companies have not built a new refinery in over 20 years in the U.S. Therefore, we see these wild spikes with fuel that ethanol has served to lessen and will continue to serve to lessen. So another thing that farmers are feeling and seeing, and I hear a lot of them comment about, is our increasing input cost on the farm to grow corn. We're having a look at fertilizer. There is an import tax for imported fertilizers that we're working with some folks in Washington, D.C. to remove that tax. That's about a $30 to $40 per ton tax, so that could help the bottom line of farmers for next year. It's a tough price squeeze between the diesel to be used on the farm and then also the fertilizer aspect. Price of fertilizer has escalated at unprecedented rates of speed, and we're going to try to do what we can to lessen that impact.
You live and farm in the central Missouri area now that we're into and even approaching the end of the corn harvest here in Missouri. Any reflection on what this year has been like since we had such a severe summer drought in the central area especially?
My first comment would be what a difference a year makes. In the fall of 2004, farmers were harvesting the very best corn crop they'd ever grown, the very best soybean crop they'd ever grown. And this year it's been quite the opposite. Yields are down, quality is down, but we're making the very best of it. Hopefully growers had some crop insurance and we'll recoup some losses there. There is an impending disaster bill in the U.S. Senate and House. We'll see what happens with that. The details of that have not been worked out, but I would encourage producers to take the time to keep good records so you can apply for that should you be eligible.
Thank you very much. That's Terry Hilgedick, who is the newly elected president for the Missouri Corn Growers Association, going over some of the priorities for the organization this coming year. And with this Corn Talk, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.